Morning Watch, laboring on the all-inclusive Christ, typified by the good land, for the building up of the church as a body of Christ, for the reality and the manifestation of the kingdom, and for the bride to make herself ready for the Lord's coming. Week 5, A Land of Vines. Monday, related verses. Deuteronomy 8, verse 8. A land of wheat and barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive trees with oil and of honey. Judges 9, verse 13. But the vine said to them, "Shall I leave my new wine, which cheers God and men, and go to wave over the trees?" Psalms 104, verses 14 through 15. He causes the grass to grow for the cattle, and herbage for man's use, that he may bring forth food from the earth. Even wine that cheers man's heart, oil that makes his face shine, and bread that sustains man's heart. John 15, verses 1 through 3 and 6 through 8. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes it away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes it that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Verses 6 through 8. If one does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is dried up, and they gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you will, and it shall be done for you. And this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so you will become my disciples. Related reading. Now let us see something concerning the trees. The first is a vine tree. What does the vine represent? In one sense, it depicts the sacrificing Christ, the Christ who has sacrificed everything of himself. But this is not the main point. The main significance is that out of his sacrifice, he produced something to cheer God and men, new wine. The vine signifies Christ as a one who sacrificed himself by being pressed on the cross to produce new wine to cheer God and men. Have you had such an experience of Christ? I believe most of us have had some experience of this kind, but probably we have not paid much attention to it. Sometimes under the Lord's sovereignty, we are put into a certain situation in which we must sacrifice ourselves to make others happy and the Lord happy. When in this situation, we come to contact the Lord, it is then that we experience him as a wine-producing vine. We experience Christ as a one who gives cheer to God and cheer to others. Out of this experience, we become the vine. We become the producer of something that cheers both man and God. I know you have had this kind of experience. There are different aspects of Christ to meet every need in every situation. Christ is so rich. He is not only the grain of wheat and the loaf of barley, but he is also all the trees, and the first is one that produces happiness for God and happiness for others. If all the brothers and sisters are happy with you, I am sure that to a greater or lesser degree, you are experiencing Christ in this aspect. You are experiencing Christ as a wine producer. Christ as a sacrificing lamb lives in you, energizing you to sacrifice yourself for others to bring them cheer. Several years ago, when I was in Taipei, Taiwan, a good number of brothers and sisters came and stayed with us to receive some spiritual help. One sister among them was always murmuring, always complaining. When she took a bath, the water was not hot enough. When she ate a meal, the food was too cold. All day long, it was, "Why this and why that?" No one was happy with her because she simply had not learned to sacrifice herself. She had never learned how to apply the sacrificing Christ to her situation. She herself was not a happy person, and she did not make anyone else happy. She was short of wine. She had no experience of Christ as a wine producer, sacrificing himself to produce wine for others and for God. If you experience Christ in this aspect, you yourself will have much wine to drink, and you will be drunk. Then you will be crazy with Christ. You should be a person who is drunk and crazy with Christ. You should be able to say, "I am so happy, Lord, I am so happy. I don't know what selfishness means. That is a foreign language to me. Day by day, I am drinking the wine of Christ." Christ, as the embodiment of the triune God, is the true vine. In John 15, verse 1, the Lord Jesus said, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman." Christ the Son, as a true vine with the believers as its branches, is the organism of the triune God and God's economy, the divine dispensing to grow with his riches and express the divine life. As the organism of the triune God, this vine is corporate and universal.